life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And lemonade has to be sweet. And with these words,
what up, guys?
Sorry for that long break I took from making podcasts, even though I just made one episode. But I don't force myself on doing it. I just want to do it if I'm feeling like it. So, things changed a lot. A lot. I'm not a college student anymore. I started a long-term internship, which gives you job qualifications. And stall the car. For me, that means I'm becoming a car salesman. And it will take me 2 years, and then I get a qualification with which I can apply for any jobs in any car dealership. I'm just at the beginning. I'm not sure where it will take me. I'm not sure if it might be the job I'm doing for the rest of my life. Probably not, but we'll see. I still could go to college, back to college after it, and finish my bachelor's. Yeah, we'll see. Another thing I thought about, and the sole reason I'm doing this podcast right now, is that I thought about something, or better said, I read something, and they really touched me. They really got me. It said we all grew up as the smart kid who's destined to be something special and to be great in life and to be smart and to achieve a lot. Yet, a lot of people my age, early 20s, struggle with depression and are not sure what to do in life. And I think this problem we all have, or a lot of people have, is because of how we grew up, how a lot of people talked about us, how our families talked about us, how friends of our families or adults in general talked about us as kids. Kids are just kids, and some kids might appear smarter than other kids, but that doesn't mean shit. That doesn't mean shit for their lives. I mean, yeah, might be a smart 5-year-old, but still a fucking alcoholic or something when they're in their early 30s. And I think that a lot of us grew up with a lot of self-confidence because of the words we heard a lot. And we try to fit in these positions and to be that special and to be that smart, and then we struggle with school or we struggle with the job or something, and we think, how the hell could that happen if I was that smart? How the hell could that happen if I was that special kid in my neighborhood? Not that special because I'm retarded or something, but that special because I was smart. How could all that happen if I had the really, really good circumstances I grew up in? Yeah, let's just think about that. I hope you think about that. As you might notice, my English got really bad. My English got really, really, really bad. I'm missing a lot of words. I don't feel confident speaking that language anymore, because I don't speak it in general. I don't listen to a lot of English-speaking people. I don't watch series in English. I don't watch movies in English. English is just not present in my daily life. And that's why my English got so bad. I really have to improve it, and I'm not sure how I'm gonna do it, but probably starting with watching series and general TV in English again. That helped me a lot when I was in 10th grade.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.